Alan Turing, the British mathematician, morphogeneticist, breaker of the Nazis' Enigma codes, and inventor of programmable computing, chose to commit suicide by eating an apple soaked in cyanide. But only after he'd chosen to be chemically castrated by a way of estrogen hormone injections in order to avoid prison on a charge of gross indecency, a euphemism for the sex he'd had with a man who later burgled his home. Turing's report of the burglary was what led to the final reenactment of original sin. He was 41 years old. Summer 2012 was the centennial of Turing's birth, and to mark the occasion, a number of books and fittingly e-books have appeared, granting belated honor to a man who did more to defeat the Axis than Montgomery, Marshall, Eisenhower, Zhukov, or Conniff. Turing himself, though, wasn't satisfied with the deciphering bomb he'd built at Bletchley Park, where the British cryptanalysts were based throughout the war, and much preferred the automatic computing engine he designed for the National Physical Laboratory in London in 1945. The bomb was just a glorified, if medievally torturous, calculator capable of a single function. Turing's ideal was a Renaissance machine, a computer that could do it all. Andrew Hodges' magisterial Alan Turing the Enigma, published in 1983, and made available for the anniversary in an expanded edition, with a foreword by the cognitive scientist Douglas Hofstadter, is still the definitive text. Its 600 pages don't presume to solve Turing's life so much as to respect the equation. Colonial Indian conception, itinerant boarding school in the English countryside, King's College, Cambridge, his encounter with the German mathematician David Hilbert's Entscheidungsproblem, decision problem, which led Turing to a reformulation of Kurt Gödel's theory about the limits of what can and cannot be expressed. The Entscheidungsproblem asks whether any proposition can be considered universally valid, which is to say, logically derived as either all true or false. The answers are as binary as ones and zeros. Hilbert's interest was in whether all propositions could be so fundamentally defined. Whereas Gödel clung to arithmetic, Turing conceived of a more materialist or mechanized solution. His propositions would be represented as algorithms to be sequenced into a machine that would test whether the sequence itself or the machine's processing of it could ever end. At least Gödel's problem was ended. The answer was neither yes nor no, but undecidable. After publishing his results in a 1936 paper on computable numbers, Turing decamped for Princeton. Alan Turing's Systems of Logic, the Princeton Thesis, editor Andrew W. Appel, contains, after its sheaf of explanatory material, a facsimile of the document that earned him his doctorate. Systems of Logic based on ordinals addresses incompleteness, a suggestive concept in Turing's sad life, but one that, in a Gödelian context, deals with sequencing propositions that can be intuitively, as opposed to only logically, derived. Turing hazarded an audacious hypothesis. Although intuition itself might never be computable, the appearance of intuition was. With this, Turing was able to imagine a humanoid computer possessed of an artificial intelligence. In his formulation, eventually codified as the Turing test, this computer would become human if and only if another human recognized him as such. It would seem that in Turing's milieu, gay men couldn't hope for a similar dignity. A last book, a last poignancy. Alan M. Turing Centenary Edition by Sarah Turing could only have been written by one type of human, a mother who'd outlived her son. First published in 1959 and since fallen out of print, this memoir of a genius who was also a champion marathon runner, cyclist, and rationalist eccentric, wearing a gas mask to protect against pollen, is now reissued with an essay by Turing's elder brother, John. Until Turing's arrest, John had never suspected his brother's homosexuality. Sarah seemed, or attempted to seem, never to believe it, just as she never believed that his death was a suicide. Her recollection concludes, "Many friends, either by reason of his temperament and recent good spirits, or because of his unlimited flow of ideas and great enthusiasm for putting them into practice, have been led to believe that his death was caused by some unaccountable misadventure. Besides, his inadvertence alone had always involved the risk of an accident." Inadvertence. She is referring to Turing's fussing with cyanide. Yes? No? Or undecidable?